We got the keys in November 2019, at which point we didn't live here initially. We were living with my parents because I think it was just a bit big and there were a lot of leaks. And we knew that there were a few big things that we needed to change. And also our children were small. So we had a 2-year-old and a 2-month-old. Then COVID hit. And so we had started to do a few bits here and there, but COVID then meant my parents wanted to self-isolate, so we moved in. And obviously everything was quite scary and it all came to a grinding halt. You know, we couldn't get any tradesmen in, and in terms of materials and things, I think the whole thing just paused. So for about maybe 8 months or so, we worked solidly outside and tackled all of the gardens. There was a lot of self-seeded things and brambles. The whole of the walled garden was full of brambles. The woodland area down where the pond is, you couldn't even get into there. So we just spent a lot of time doing that. Then as things started to open back up again, we managed to get ourselves a little team. And then probably for the last 2 years, it's been working on the restaurant, is where we started predominantly. So once we'd got planning for that after working with Guy Holloway Architects, that was when we then started to bring in the trees locally, and we had the carpenters working with us. Like I said, my dad was doing all the stonework, all the brickwork, all the rockwork, again using either stone that we already, the ragstone rock we already found on site, or getting Kentish bricks just locally, and architectural salvage. And then once we had the restaurant watertight, we then, by this point, had then been able to move out the house, and we then started to work our way through the rest of the ground floor.
And how does it feel to finally be this close to finishing, or to finally at least have the bottom floor ready today? You must be over the moon.
It does, it feels amazing. It feels absolutely amazing. Because there's still so much to do and it's still so busy, I don't think my shoulders have completely come down. I haven't taken my foot off the gas. I think I'm going to be in... Well, so Brad, my husband Brad, he is very much operations and on the floor. So people coming in over the next few weeks, you'll always see him. I'm going to be around for probably a couple of weeks right now, kind of saying hi to people and gelling with the team. We've got such a great team. But then I'm back into my builder clothes and straight back upstairs because we have lots and lots and lots of interest in the room. So that's really important. But yes, for right now, everyone keeps texting me saying, are you making sure you're taking a moment and pausing? We should, but we are perfectionists. and also we're parents. So yeah, it's busy, busy, busy. So yeah, we are really proud. We are really happy, but there's still lots to do. And just because we've opened, there's now the operation to run. You know, the main thing is, because we're obsessed with hospitality, it doesn't stop now. It only really starts now. This is kind of just the beginning.